Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Hey, Bryce, how many steps yet?
How many steps am I at? Oh, stupid watch phone thing. 1,300.
That's adorable. 3,626.
3,000 steps already?
Yeah, it's not even 10 o'clock in the morning.
I feel like you're cheating.
Look at my watch.
I feel like you're cheating.
Would I put it in a paint shaker?
I don't know. It feels like you were going for like a 2K run or something when you wake up or something.
No, 3.5 kilometers I've logged already, and I'm still at work.
Because I'm only at 1,300.
Yeah, that's also because you never go to the bathroom, right?
Like, right.
We've worked in this building together for 10 years, maybe more. Not once have I ever run into you in the bathroom.
I've run to the bathroom in this building maybe 3 times.
Wow.
I just don't do it, man. I'm a home player.
You never get up from your desk? Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, 3,626 to your adorable 1,300. I win!
A lawn chair is a good time chair, but you're aware of that. It folds down to half the size so you can lay it flat. I can watch the world go by and live without a care. I never had a bad time in my own.
Well, this is it. The Lawn Chair Prophets. I'm Garner Andrews, Bryce Kelly sitting right over there. First episode of 2020.
Wow. Talk about that 2020 vision. I'm already over that joke.
Oh, God. Me too. Or people going, this is 2020. That's a pretty good Barbara Walters right there.
Was that who that was?
Yeah, that was Barbara Walters. That was pretty good.
I wouldn't say that.
Coming up on the show today, a police presence in my yard.
Oh, my.
Yeah. We're going to talk about things you don't want to see in public ever. But first, let's take your troubles, your cares, your woes, and let's put them up on the Hurt Bench.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly are the Lawn Chair Prophets. Two guys just watching the world go by.
The Hurt Bench, Bryce, does this make sense to you? You come to us, you tell us what's hurting you, not physically, but emotionally. We put it on the bench, we turn some wrenches, and can't promise that we'll make you feel all better, but we'll have a good laugh at your expense.
Yeah, it might make us feel better just by not having shared experience.
Yeah, this was born out of a conversation about harsh criticism. Like, sometimes people say stuff, maybe it's just a flat-out insult, but criticism can sometimes be very, very cruel, and it'll stick with you, and it will haunt you for decades, perhaps. There are a lot of people that we're hearing from that their parents have just said absolutely horrible things to them when they were children.
Yeah, you can really see where frames got bent and where things started to turn sideways when mommy and daddy are saying really, really off-color things to you.
Yeah, a lot of stories of teachers that said terrible things, and this is not an attack on teachers. Settle down.
No, it's parents, teachers, bosses, coworkers.
Yeah, but friends. A lot of the stories were about teachers.
Yeah.
I will admit that. But
I think we started talking about this based on food.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is it okay to tell people you don't like their cooking?
Yeah.
And I don't think so.
I don't think it is either. I just don't want to have that conversation. Yeah. But some people are like, hey, man, how else are they going to learn?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, by not listening to you.
Yeah.
What do you know about food?
Yeah.
You put ketchup on everything.
If I slave over a hot stove, put it in front of you, and you went, pugh!
And pushed your fork away, pushed your plate away.
This is garbage. I would crumple up and die on the inside.
Yeah. So, hey, Levi, you had a teacher in junior high that kept asking you, does your face hurt?
Uh-huh.
And finally you gave in and you said, yes, my face hurts. And he's like, yeah, it hurts me too.
That's right.
What was the point of him? Why was he doing that?
To humiliate me and make himself look better. Mm. I was honestly a geeky little kid that did not have a lot of friends. I didn't. Was socially awkward.
Aww.
You know, it's junior high though, right? Like, aren't we all? Isn't everybody awkward in junior high?
But me, that's, That is when you are at your most vulnerable and you're super sensitive about everything. But I don't understand what would make a junior high teacher do that.
I don't either. That's why it still bugs me today.
You want to say his name?
I don't remember it.
Oh, you've blocked him out.
Yeah. I could care less who he is.
Yeah. Okay.
But you were telling all these stories, and I'm like, I've got a few.
And you're still, you said you even went home from school early that because you were crying?
No, not crying. I wasn't crying. I was like, this sucks. I don't want to be here.
You were crying, though, Levi. It's okay.
Well, my feelings were hurt. Yeah. But I just like, I don't want to be in this school. I don't want to be somewhere where I'm going to be
the object of ridicule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No,
so I was like, well, screw this. I'm going home.
What year? How long ago was this?
Garner, I'm 43.
Okay, yeah. So this is before we were all focused on bullying, and this is when teachers still bullied students.
Yes.
Now, were teachers still smoking in classrooms then?
No. No.
Okay.
But my older brother, he remembers a teacher paddling a kid, and that was the last year it happened.
Yeah.
My older brother someone paddled a kid when he was in grade one or two or something like that.
I just had this horrible teacher when I was in school, and this was a long time ago. I don't even know how old I was, but her name was Miss Pryor. I never forgot her name, and she was just mean and nasty, and she smoked in the classroom.
Yeah.
She would just sit on her desk and smoke and yell at kids.
Yeah.
That's like a bad dad joke.
Does your face hurt?
Yeah, it hurts me too. Yeah, what's to gain from the teacher's side?
You would think, too, that one of the first things, like when you're going to junior high teacher school to learn to be a junior high teacher, and there's a job. I don't know why anyone wants to work with those little, do you know what I mean?
Junior high kids?
Oh, my God, they're mean.
They're mean, and I'll never forget. I had a jogging route in front of a junior high.
Oh, boy.
And that's the only group. Elementary kids get out of your way. High school kids get out of the way. Junior high kids will not get out of your way.
Yeah, they're just earholes at that age. But
they are.
You'd sort of think that when you're learning to be a junior high teacher, the first thing they teach you is like, hey, don't bully the kids. They're hypersensitive at that age. Leave them alone. You will make them cry. You will make them cry so much they will have to go home from school. And you will scar them for life like you scarred Levi.
I couldn't imagine a young junior high Bryce Kelly, whose only relationship was with oxy pads to treat his pimply face. If a teacher made fun of my looks.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, doggies.
Oh.
That would have been a rough one. That would have been hard to walk off.
Hey, boys, I have a beautiful but large thigh tattoo. I was told that it made me look like trash under a bridge. Very specific. It's not enough just to say trash, but they had to give the location for the trash just to make it extra hurtful.
Yeah, not trash in a rose bush.
No. You look like trash under a bridge. Anyway, continuing, it says, that was 7 years ago. I'm still not comfortable wearing shorts. Ooh.
That's got to be, because you probably spent a lot of money and time and are really proud of your thigh tattoo, and then all of a sudden, poof, you look like garbage under a bridge.
Yeah. I don't know. Cover up? You could get some shorts tattooed on. That'd be a good look.
Yeah.
Some hockey pants? Maybe not. I don't know, the thigh tattoo, I was talking about this the other day. I am not a fan of the thigh tattoo. The thigh tattoo, I've never looked at one and goes, that looks sharp. That looks great. Because the thigh is such a huge piece of real estate on your body. And normally the thigh tattoo is just an island on your thigh. Like it doesn't attach to other parts of your body and flow. It just floats there on your thigh. It looks, I don't know. Not a fan.
I don't know. I think it's a healthy chunk of real estate to get some fine artwork done.
Yeah.
That's just me, though.
Are you getting a thigh tattoo?
Maybe I will. Of snow pants, maybe.
Hey, Garner and Bryce, when I went back to an old job after a really rough few months, a coworker came up to me and said, wow, you've gained so much weight, I barely recognized you. I had no idea how to respond, so I just said, thanks. I don't know. You probably could have thrown a stapler.
Ooh, I couldn't, what's going through that coworker's head?
I don't know.
Whoa, take a look at it. Take a look at Brenda over there. She's really packed on some pounds. I better say something.
But I honestly think that some people think that makes them interesting is because they have no filter.
I tell it like it is.
Yeah, the no filter people, get a filter. Nobody cares what you think.
Yeah. Be more like a Brita. Multiple layers.
I showed my coworker a picture of my new boyfriend, and she said, huh, he's kind of goofy looking.
Wow. Wow, that's a double whammy. Because one, it insinuates that your lover is hideous.
Mm-hmm.
And also implies that you have a terrible taste, or that's the best you could get.
Yeah, it also implies that the coworker you showed the picture to is somebody you are close to, because you're not going to just randomly walk up to a coworker that you don't know and go, hey, want to see my new boyfriend? So this is somebody you have an intimate relationship
with. Oh, that's true. Someone whose opinion you value.
Yes. So that's going to be extra hurtful.
Yeah, that stings.
8-year-old me was told I was too fat for figure skating by a coach. Ooh.
Yikes. How do you tell an 8-year-old they're too fat to figure skate?
I don't know.
You think they would just figure that out on their own when the center of gravity doesn't quite work the way they want it to?
Or you could do it in a way less hurtful way. You could just say to that 8-year-old, look, you need to go get an eating disorder. Because that's exactly what you're doing by telling a kid you're too fat to figure skate. You're giving them an eating disorder.
Yeah.
Yikes. Wow. When do we stop reading these, or do we just keep going?
It's kind of like a car crash. I just want to keep staring.
Hang on just a second here. This is good. Hey, Katie, your dad was a carny?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was okay. But when I was about 13, I went with some friends, and one of his buddies goes, oh, hey, has anyone ever told you your face looks exactly like the map of Ireland? And then he laughed and walked away, and I still don't know what it means, and it's been 15 years, and I've Googled it, and I have no idea if it was an insult or a compliment. No idea.
Well, I'm going to pull up the map of Ireland right now. Ireland. And let's see. Oh, boy. Yeah. Oh, boy. I see a big chin, a big nose. I don't know. Ireland's a beautiful country, though.
That's true.
Maybe he just meant you're beautiful. Kind of creepy, though, since you were 13 and he was a grown adult carny man.
Well.
Has a bit of a rugged coastline, though. What does that mean? You have a face that looks like Ireland. Does that mean it's beautiful? Because Ireland is...
Maybe it's just jagged.
Oh, boy.
Rocky.
If you do, bring up a map of Ireland. See, okay, there's a map of Ireland. I can see a big Jay Leno-style chin, a bulbous nose. Oh, no.
Oh, face like Ireland.
And what kind of grown man who works at a carny compliments a 13-year-old girl, like, but gives her sort of the S sandwich without the other loaf of S.
That one stings too, because it's one, like, you get told you have a face for Ireland, you're like, what? So you have to think about it and construct and figure out what exactly they mean, and then when you finally get to the finish line of figuring out decoding their message,
poor Katie,
it's just a punch in the teeth.
Yeah, it's 15 years she's been carrying that around, and I don't know. I have a feeling it was not a compliment.
I'm not getting that vibe.
About 2 weeks into my new job, my manager and I were in the bathroom washing our hands at the same time. Out of the blue, with no intro, she said to me, you'd be a lot prettier if you got those moles removed from your face. I didn't know what to say. I think I just said, sure, yeah, I'll look into that.
Wow. And that was the manager that said that?
Yeah, that was her manager.
Whew. That was 2 weeks into the job, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are we making any of these hurts better? Are we...
Oh, no.
We're turning wrenches here. We're turning emotional wrenches here.
I'm offering no words of wisdom or reassurance.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of being like, wow, maybe I've lived a cushy life because I've never suffered a blow like that before.
These are... A lot of these are an open face S sandwich. That's what they are, because they're a compliment followed by just a pow, like this one. Complete stranger once stopped us on the street. We were pushing our young daughter in a stroller. She said, oh, she's beautiful, but her nose is a bit big, isn't it? Wow.
Wow.
Kid's got quite a honker.
Yeah, what a beak.
Oh, boy.
Weird thing to say to new happy parents.
How many more of these are we going to read?
I don't know. I like this, though. But I'm trying to think in my head of, like, any time that I've been viciously burned. And obviously, I have always been amazing. Well,
there's nothing to criticize when it comes to Bryce Kelly. There is no criticism.
I do remember in junior high wearing some clothes to school one day, and they were like skater clothes.
Oh.
And some of the skaters who didn't think I had the cred to be wearing it came up.
Ooh.
And made sure I knew that I wasn't a real skater boy. They said, "See you later, boy." He wasn't good enough for her. I still think about that to this day. I can't remember what brand I was wearing, but didn't have the cred for it.
Probably DC.
Ooh,
was it Airwalk?
Well, it wasn't any one of those cool ones.
Yeah. You know what? You just talking about that, and I was an adult when this happened. I was at my wife's Christmas party. This is a long time ago. And this girl she worked with, who was very, very cute, came and asked me to dance. So I got up and danced with her for a while, and I'm a terrible dancer. I don't know if you know that about me.
What?
I don't care for the dance.
That shocks me.
So I'm up there dancing, and she at one point leans into me, and she's like, "See, you like to play air guitar when you dance." I was just humiliated. I'm like, was I playing air guitar while I danced? Oh.
Now you're keenly aware of it.
Oh, I'm haunted by it.
Wow.
Haunted.
I bet you were just about to turn the corner on dance, too. You're like, wow, this is fun. I am having a good time.
Maybe I should get into this. Maybe I should go Michael Flatley.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you just get knocked down a peg, and all of a sudden, poof, game over.
Yeah. Want another one of these?
Yeah.
Pregnancy one or, God, there's pages of these coming in. Garner, I worked with a manager that told me once, quote, "I needed to stop dressing to get laid and start dressing to get paid." I said, "I don't even know what that means." That was a conversation I wanted to have with you, Bryce, by the way. You need to start dressing to get paid, buddy.
No, I can't help it.
No.
That's a good one. I like that one, actually.
Who says that, though?
It's a weird thing to say to it. That's something I would say to a friend.
Yeah.
Like a good buddy whom I burn regularly.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't say that to someone I work with.
3 days after having my baby, my grandma came over to meet him for the first time. She patted me on the tummy and asked if I was sure there wasn't another one in there still. Oh, my God.
Grandmas
and junior high kids, they're the worst.
Grandma burns, too, because they're not always aware they're doing it.
Yes.
Oh, so there's just an extra sense of sincerity.
Well, it's very, there's an honesty when it comes from your grandma.
Yeah.
Like she's not out there to be mean, but she is mean.
Yeah.
Whereas a junior high kid, they're just out there to be mean.
You have questions. The Lawn Chair Prophets have answers.
So, Bryce Kelly, over the Christmas holidays, I'm tucked into my little bed with my beautiful wife by my side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we were spooning. I was probably on my side of the bed. She was on hers. All of a sudden, my gifted children appear in our bedroom. And they're like, "Daddy, Daddy, there's policemen in our yard."
Is that how that went down?
Which is weird because they're 16 and 17 years old. And they don't have daddy issues. So for me to do that voice.
Papa?
Papa? Papa? Papa? Wake up, Father.
Papa, the policia are on the lawn.
It was weird. So, of course, I jump right out of bed, and then I don't race immediately to the window to see why the police are in my yard. I go and I put my contacts in. So, well, I had to brush my teeth. And I got myself dressed, sort of.
Wait, you brushed your teeth, put on
contacts? I didn't brush my teeth. I just made that. I did put my contacts in, because I can't see anything without my contacts.
You don't have glasses?
I do, but they make me look stupid. Even in the middle of the night.
Wow. Okay.
So did I paint the picture? This is 1:30 in the morning. So anyway, my beautiful gifted children, for some reason, are still awake at that time of night. I don't know why. And I run to the front of the house with them. And sure enough, there's cops up and down the street, cop cars everywhere. I can hear a helicopter circling. And I look out and the cops have a police dog. And two of the cops are walking around with rifles.
Oh, juicy.
Did I also tell you I live in a good neighborhood? Like, I live in one of those neighborhoods where people brag about French immersion schools. They have those hybrid hypoallergenic dogs.
Mm-hmm.
None of those dangerous breed dogs. They have manicured lawns And real curtains, too. They don't have flags for window coverings.
Wow. There's like just the sound of children's laughter echoing through the streets.
That's the neighborhood in which I live.
Okay.
So for me to see police on my street, it's terrifying. I'm not used to that. So anyway, then all of a sudden, I see them go into my neighbor's backyard. And there's still some cops on my front lawn. And I ran down there and I walked out on the front step. There's a police officer standing on my front lawn like 15 feet from where I am, and I spoke to him in a tone in which I don't normally speak. I'm like, good evening, officer. Is there something I should be aware of? Like, I sounded like somebody's dad on a sitcom from the 50s, the way I spoke. And he just turned around, he spun on his heels, and he looked at me and goes, go back in your house! And that's the tone he took with me.
Wow.
So I never did find out what was going on, but as I went and I looked out the back window of my house, this is the part that is going to scar me for life. Police dogs, to me, I have nothing but respect for those mighty creatures.
Mm-hmm. Highly trained, smart, beautiful dogs.
They are beautiful, too. Like, this one was a big German Shepherd, mm-hmm. but he was black, like dark fur. And just a majestic-looking dog and everything. And here's the scarring part. I'm looking into my neighbor's backyard, and they picked up the scent. The dog needs to get over the fence, but the dog does not jump over the fence. The dog handlers pick the dog up, and they throw him over the fence. It's like, you don't want to see a highly trained dog being tossed over a fence.
Yeah, and this isn't a waist-high chain-link fence.
No, it's like a 7-foot-tall wooden fence. Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought of it before, but I guess it makes sense because they don't have time to quietly leave one yard,
go back close out the gate.
Go to the next one, open the gate, let them.
Not in here.
They're like, time is money. They're chasing perps. So heave ho, dog over the fence.
Yeah.
And the thing about dogs is they're not cats.
No.
So there's not a chance that it lands, you know, on cat's
paw. It wasn't graceful.
No, that thing probably had a hard, it'd be like throwing me over a fence. Yeah. Will I land on my feet? Maybe. But there's a strong percentage.
Yeah. It was sort of like watching footage of a crippled airliner coming in with no landing gear. And it just sort of slides. But eventually they get it under control. So that's what it looked like when they tossed that dog. And they did it a couple more times, too. Because I could see all down the back row of houses. I could see them picking the dog up and yeet, throwing him over the fence.
Wow. They must train for that. Like, I wonder, if he's landing doing like barrel rolls, the dog lands rolling and then gets into a full sprint.
Does the dog ever go, oh, Christ, the fence. Like, I'm going to get thrown again. They're going to throw me over the fence. It's going to be humiliating because it's not going to be a graceful landing because I'm a dog. I have four legs, not two. Do you think the dogs ever wonder that, ever worry about that?
I wonder if it knocks the police out of the police dog. Where all of a sudden now he's just having a good time.
Oh, yeah.
And he forgets what he's there for. And he's just like, wee!
And he starts faking them out, running to the next fence. Even though the perp isn't over there, he just wants to get tossed over another fence.
The worst part is, I guess, being the handler, one, you have to throw a dog over a fence, which is...
I don't think I could throw a dog. Like, even a small one, I would feel like, I'm not throwing a dog.
That's a hurdle to jump.
Yeah.
And then you yourself probably have to climb the fence.
Oh, yeah.
And climb down, which is no easy feat.
Yeah. And you can look at the cops, too. Like, there were a couple of them went over the fence. Like, one of those gymnasts vaulting over the thing. It was very slick looking. But then the third guy went over, and he had to take a couple of runs at it. Not his finest moment. I didn't shoot any video, though. I didn't think to do that.
No, I wouldn't either. But, yeah, seeing a dog thrown over a fence, that's pretty special.
You don't see that in the movies.
The Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly.
Okay, so while you spent your holiday break watching dogs get hurled over fences.
Police dogs.
Of course.
It's not like people just came to town and started throwing dogs into people's yards.
The visual of that is so stunning to me.
Yeah.
I would be so taken aback. My holiday was not as exciting. I just kept running into situations where I was seeing people do things in public that I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, is this what? Yeah.
Like, there was one, I went to a movie, and it was a really nice theater where all the seats in this theater reclined. They had a little foot thing that came up.
Oh my God, I'd never be able to stay awake.
It was really nice. And so we're sitting there watching this movie, and then I look over to my left, and there was a family, and they had all kicked off their shoes and taken off their socks.
Oh, gross.
So there were all these bare feet just kicking it in the movie theater. And if it were July and they were in flip-flops, I wouldn't think too much of it.
Yeah.
But this is...
like you're burning calories to get stuff off your feet.
Like you just stomped around in boots and wool socks, and now your sweaty, stinky feet are right there in a movie theater.
Well, that's one thing, too. But do you know how disgusting a movie theater floor... you worked in a movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Those things are gross.
Yeah. Like if it came down to it and I was being held hostage and my only way out of a hostage situation was to walk barefoot across a movie theater floor or lick an escalator handle at a bus depot, I'd probably go bus depot escalator handle. That's so gross. I can't imagine putting my feet down in there.
It was gross. And so you're looking at that and it kind of ruins the movie for you.
Well, yeah, because once it's in your mind, you're like, huh, there's feet right there.
Yeah. So I'm looking at the movie and then constantly looking down. Like, yeah, still feet.
Yeah.
Still feet. Then you smell something. You're like, is that the feet?
Or did somebody put Parmesan on their popcorn?
It was weird. And then a couple of days later, I'm taking my dog, not throwing it over a fence.
No.
Letting it run around a dog park instead. And there's a guy there with his dog who, I mean, for the most part, was behaving fine. But it wasn't up to his standards.
Oh.
And so he, who's there by himself, just keeps yelling at his dog. He's like, you're being a dick.
What?
You're being a douche. He's yelling at this dog who's just playing. And it wasn't playing rough, wasn't being bad.
But was he there with friends? Like, was he trying to impress?
Oh, no, he was just there on his own. And then the cherry on top was shortly after, he just started burping.
Really?
Like, loudly burping. Like, you just hear,
bruh. Oh, God.
You're like, what is going on?
Maybe he was trying to be your friend.
Maybe he was trying to impress somebody.
You.
It wasn't working on me.
But was there anybody else at the dog park? Just you two guys?
No, it was busy.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people there that day.
But were there people nearby?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Because it's not a huge, it was just it's a fenced in field, basically, for them to run around in.
Yeah. He was trying to be cool dog dad.
That's what he was. Yeah.
Is there such thing as, you know how there's always the guy who wants to be cool dad and the girl who wants to be cool mom? He wanted to be cool dog dad.
Yeah. Normally people do that by making their dogs do tricks.
Oh.
And you're like, okay, we get it. You're showing off.
Or speaking to their dog in front of other people in complete sentences. Now, Chester, you know that we don't hump other dogs. Like that kind of talk. You don't do that, do you?
No, I don't.
Good.
I'm more like, I just let him know that you're embarrassing me and you need to stop that. But I don't go, you douche, and then burp loudly for everyone to hear. And it's just, I started thinking like, things you just don't want to see in public.
Yeah.
Your gross toes.
The movie theater bare feet thing, that I find that mind-boggling. I've got my feet up on the counter here, and one of my feet is very, very close to your face. But I do have my boots on. The people who get on planes and who sit down and can't get their shoes off fast enough. Why is it that you can't go 500 miles an hour in the sky with shoes on?
Yeah.
Like, are you more aerodynamic in bare feet on a plane or sock feet? And then you see the people. Do you know what people's aim is like in an airplane bathroom? When you're standing up and you're making a pee-pee, go in there sometime and take a look at the aftermath. It is like, it's like the splash zone at SeaWorld after the big whale does the big... That's what and you see people walking in there in their sock feet. Ooh, I hope you throw your socks out when you get to your grandma's house or wherever you're going.
Yeah. And also there are some musicians who, they'll take the stage in bare feet.
Yes.
And you know how much spitting and sweating goes on a stage?
Gross.
Think about it. Think about it.
Thanks for listening to the Lawn Chair Profits with Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Theme by Garner Andrews. Guests of the Lawn Chair Profits stay in the dumpster behind the building by the rail yard. Classy.